The following program is for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Well, welcome, everybody. It's time for another episode of Homolicious.
Oh, that's right. We're back. Did you miss us? I missed us.
Yeah, we miss ourselves. Yeah. I missed a place shaving this morning. You know, everything. I just am missing. It's just the way the back of my leg.
She's more of a missus than she is a miss. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a miss.
My autobiography is hit and miss. You know? It'll be good. It'll sell many, many copies.
That's awful.
Well,
yeah.
We have got a really exciting show today.
We do. We do have a really exciting show.
It's Barbie, Barbie, Barbie.
Yeah, we're really kind of talking about Barbie. Like 80% of this podcast. So if you've had enough and or are a straight person, this may not be for you.
But
if you're gay and full of pink and you got all that pink in your stink, like you're going to love it.
Yeah.
You're going to really love this.
We pay homage in this episode to Barbie and to Ken.
We do.
And we have a surprise guest.
It's a new segment, actually. We've got a new segment happening.
Yeah. We talked about it in an earlier episode that we have an advice columnist who's going to visit us. Yes, it's a big leather dude, and it's called Ask Daddy.
Ask Daddy.
So we will see.
I know. How fun.
We've had some callers call in with some sex questions and relationship questions.
I feel like Dr. Ruth, but tall. You know, this is so exciting.
Tall and can speak English.
I know.
And don't think we left Ken out.
You're going to really love this one.
Yeah. Nope. Ken's in here.
Yeah.
You know, Ken had a million occupations.
Did he?
He really did. He was an actor, a cowboy, a dancer, a doctor, an Air Force, Army, a basketball player, an impersonator. How did he do that?
Impersonator? What the hell does that mean?
Rich Little or something like that.
He just comes out as Barbie. That's not fun.
He's got a little skirt on, you know. He's been a birthday boy, a best man, a gymnast, a pilot, a tourist, a tennis player, a campus hero, a king. A rollerblader, of course, a singer and a rock star, a snow skier, a student, and a lifeguard.
God, I don't need to hear about jobs that men have had. You know, like, who cares? Tell me what Barbie did. She was an astronaut. She was president. She cured cancer. I don't know, but she
was everything.
She was everything. She still is everything.
Yeah.
So who the hell are you?
Well, my name is John Rust, and I'm a creative guy and a podcaster. I'm sick of reality. I prefer living in fantasy.
Welcome.
I think I've crossed over.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's early dementia or if it's just sick of the world, but I sometimes drift into this other place, and it's happier there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll call that early onset whatever. It just sounds fun.
Unfortunately, I'm driving on the 405 when I do that. And, you know, it's a problem because...
You just drift onto the shoulder. That's all right.
You know, it makes that loud sound, and you just pull it back in again. You know,
Oh, we had a family friend who was a drunk, and they would laugh. They'd make this joke about how Uncle Jerry would drive by bump. He would, like, only get home because he would, like, hit the bumps and know when he was, like, on and off the road. Sounds safe. Okay. Yeah, sounds real safe.
Yeah. It does. Did Uncle Jerry live a long and prosperous life, or was it snuffed out early?
He absolutely did not. Yeah, I think he died pretty early. But
yeah, took a few others with him, but he died early.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if you're going to go out in a big mess.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he hit an exit sign.
And it hit him back.
Well, I have the fortunate experience of seething.
Of seething.
I have the fortunate of sitting because I'm tired of standing. I am fortunate enough to have a very beautiful co-host with me. Well, who is she?
Oh, it's me. I'm what Patti LuPone is always yelling about, Latina Turner. Have you ever seen Patti LuPone just speak in a normal voice?
That's true. She gets to, though.
Screaming.
Yeah, she gets to.
She's always screaming.
No, it's like the Merm. Do you think the Merm ever whispered a day in her life? She was singing while she was getting fucked. I mean, you know, it was in her moment, I love you. You know, it was.
I bet she could get a man with a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Well, stick with us, everybody, because we've got a great show.
We do.
And we hope that you'll celebrate Barbie Mania with us all the way to the bitter pink end.
The bitter pink end. God, that sounds like a gay bar, doesn't it? I mean, that's what you get.
So in the middle of this heat dome And you know what else is weird? When have you heard the word heat dome before until now?
I've not. Yeah.
No one has. And I've been alive a long time.
Yeah.
And now we have heat dome. These new weather terms that have kind of poked up.
Yeah. Snow bombs, heat domes. It's like, are you just picking two random words out of a hat and just like, it's going to be a heat dog.
Yeah. We used to just say hot as fuck. But now we say it's a heat dome.
Right.
It's covered the part of the Southwest.
Well, it makes us all sound like meteorologists.
Yeah.
We're just like, well, yeah, we're in the middle of the heat dome. And it's like, I don't know. I don't think that's something. You could just say it.
You know, when it rained really hard, they said it's like, you know, a cloud river or something. they came up with
it. That's right. Yeah. No, it was a
atmospheric river.
It was a something river.
Something
that,
like
that's
that.
Right. Yeah. It's just like
sky river.
Sky river.
And we were all like, we used to just call it rain. Yeah. But now it's a. Now it's Sky River.
It's poetic, but it's also just like, we don't need all of that.
Right.
That's trying to make it fancier than it is. It's just a lot of rain.
Yeah.
And a lot of sun.
And at my age, we don't want new words, you know?
But, I mean, you haven't mastered the old ones, so not much less new ones. Any day now.
I'll get those down, you know.
It's those damn uppercases that keep screwing you up.
But, well, no, it's when that computer came around, and, you know,
right.
I thought click and drag was a show at a bar. I didn't know that's something that we had to do while you're holding your mouse, you know?
The sound heels make, you know?
Yeah. Hey, you know what I was wondering?
What's on your mind?
I was thinking, like, I don't think I trust people, period. That's my whole what's on your mind. Yeah, good night, everyone.
Okay, thank you. We'll save that for your epithet.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
She never trusted people, especially doctors.
Right, yeah. And then people's... I'm misspelled, and that's the joke.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Like I couldn't trust them to even do my epitaph. No. But I don't trust people who wear mismatched socks.
Oh.
It's like such a psychopath thing to me to just like haphazardly grab two socks and just wear them.
Do you mean really mismatched or slightly mismatched?
I mean really mismatched. One's argyle, one's stripes. Or like
I see.
Or they're like slightly different lengths.
Yeah.
I've seen that before where they're mismatched and they're different lengths. I'm like,
right.
Is one of them wooden? Like, can you not feel one? Like, what is it about this? Like, I get you're in a hurry or you don't, or like you just don't care. But to me, it just feels so bizarre. I don't know. It just feels like what a complete psychopath.
Well, it would feel asymmetrical too if you had on like a bushy sock and a thin sock.
Yes,
it would be like wearing two different shoes.
It would be a sensory nightmare. Yeah, it would be. Yeah. But I wonder if that's like I'm somewhere on the spectrum there where it's like I feel like the feeling of that would just feel wrong.
It would.
Like unless it was like the same brand, they make the same socks and they just print different things. But I would know.
Right.
I would know.
Yeah. I have a set of six socks, and they're in two twos and twos, but there's a little bit grayer than the other one. And I've really debated if I've got the right set on, you know?
Oh, see, I don't fuck around with that, yeah.
I worked with a British film director, and he wore two different socks. And when we were working together, I was looking down, and he said, oh, are you staring at my odd sock? And I said, really? That's really a thing? And he goes, no, in Great Britain, we actually sell odd socks. and they're all wacky and different. And the next time I saw him after he came back from Britain, he gave me 12 odd socks.
And none of them matched?
None of them. And I gave them away.
Nightmare.
I gave them away.
Absolutely.
I can't cope.
Oh, they would become car shams so fast. I would be cleaning mirrors and shit with them.
I couldn't even do a puppet show with them because, you know, they were...
Oh, now, see, there's a good... Like, the, you know, if, like it's as long as I'm not doing tea for two with the socks, like, you know, it's mostly okay.
Yeah. Some oogly eyes and, you know, and a soundtrack. And maybe I should have kept it for that. No, I gave them away because it was like, I already look crazy enough, you know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because you can't change your face out. So, I mean, you know, at least your socks can match. But there's a lot you can't change.
I think a matched set of socks looks like effort. You know, like you cared a little bit.
I mean... It's like bare minimum, though. I mean, they sell them together. It's not like you had to go on some wild goose chase to find the other sock.
What if they didn't sell them together and you had to find the other one?
Now, that'd be great. When I own a store, the socks will be sold separately, and you better pray they have the other one.
It's just a big heap.
Yeah.
It's a big pile of socks, and you just dig and dig and dig, and there'll be joyous fighting.
But see, like the, so like that. But that doesn't exist. Like, they sell them in pairs. You take them home in pairs. Now, I get that the occasional odd sock like gets lost because the washing machine, like, it eats them.
Well, the dryer eats them.
Right, yeah.
I have a magic dryer. Did you know that? It's
Is it the kind that sings?
No, no, it's magic. Oh. Because it knows the difference.
It's a clothesline outside, right?
That's what mama used to call it, that, you know.
Honey, our magic dryer.
Honey, hang him up in front of the ball of fire. No. My dryer knows the difference between my t-shirts and my husband's t-shirts because it takes every one of his t-shirts and turns them inside out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Every one of my t-shirts is right side out.
Oh, I see. Yeah, magic dryer.
And we know it's the dryer. We know he doesn't throw them in the laundry inside out.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
See, it's a magic dryer. Yeah. And so I just marvel at the magic dryer that it knows. It really knows. It's an act I'm going to take on the road.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as they bring vaudeville back, I think you've got a shoe in here. John and the Magic Dryer.
The first time I did vaudeville, we didn't have electricity. So.
Or a stage, for that matter. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Well, that's true. I guess it was a cart. Well, we were a traveling show.
No, it's not that magic.
No, it's slightly magic. It's kind of like a regional magic.
It's regional magic. Non-equity magic, yeah.
It's the magic dinner theater.
Do they still do dinner theater?
You know what? I think they do less of it.
They do less of it, right? But it's not totally gone.
Well, let's look. We're going to look for
actually,
one.
Actually, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like before you could go see like B-list stars.
Absolutely.
You know, like you could go see Lainey Kazan in Man of La Mancha or whatever. Like, that'd be really fun.
And she was Don Quixote. Well, yeah. You know, she wasn't even Eldonza. she used her own goatee, you know, which was, it was beautiful,
yeah.
But it was unusual. Do you remember the Burt Reynolds Dinner Theater in Florida?
Yes. Absolutely. There's a whole Golden Girls episode about it, too.
Yeah.
Sure. Where they go meet Burt Reynolds after seeing his dinner theater. But yeah, I feel like you could go see William Shatner do like, you know, Death of a Salesman or whatever.
Exactly.
And eat like a pork loin.
Yeah, a piece of rubber chicken.
Yeah.
And semi-familiar people on the stage.
Quasi-familiar people. Yeah. From the Battle of the ABC Stars. Here's a...
No, lower.
NBC.
The Beaver from Leave It to Beaver, uh-huh. Jerry Mathers. I saw him in a comedy in Salt Lake City at a dinner theater.
That's really bleak.
Yeah. It was called Tiffany's Attic was the name of the dinner theater, which I think kind of sounds like you go upstairs to get felt by your weird uncle.
Oh.
So it closed as a dinner theater and it became a two-level gay bar.
I mean,
and the Osmonds bought it and closed it because they thought it was immoral to have a gay bar in Salt Lake City.
Wow. So. We should out the Osmonds more for being terrible.
Yeah. Thank you, Donnie and Marie.
Yeah.
And the Talentless Brothers. Oh, remember Jimmy?
The other Osmonds.
Remember they tried to make Jimmy a star?
No, that's the whole point. Of course I don't know Jimmy. Nobody knows Jimmy. Donnie doesn't know Jimmy.
He overplayed a trumpet and had trumpet solos in the show. It was evil and loud. It was...
It was evil.
It was awful. It was
Jimmy
totally...
Osmond. Could you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Jerry Christ. You know, it's who?
He's right now checking into a Motel 6 going, you don't know who I am?
Yeah.
And they're going, no, we don't.
No, we absolutely do not.
Or care. Little Jimmy.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. So Donnie and Marie had a variety show.
Yes. Yeah, this I know.
Well, anyway, so the Osmonds got sick of Hollywood and they built a studio in Utah. And Paul Lynde was a reoccurring guest on the show until the night that Paul Lynde in Utah's only gay bar that was still open before this whole incident I just told you about,
right.
Mm-hmm. Where he punched a security guard and it was in the newspaper and he was instantly fired.
Oh, for punching a security guard?
Yeah. Well, because it was in a gay bar called The Sun in Salt Lake City, just, you know, 1 inch away from the worst part of town, you know.
The Sun, what, like the Holy Ghost was taken or something?
You know, no. S-U-N.
Oh, S-U-N.
I don't know. God, what if a gay bar was called The Sun?
Ugh. Awful?
No one over 18 allowed.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Ooh. Ouch. I think I gotta go take a shower.
Hey, John, what's on your mind?
What's on your mind?
I'll tell you what's on my mind, and I've been accused of bitching a lot. I'm not gonna bitch, but I just have a legit complaint.
Okay. Those are very different. Go ahead.
So I was walking my dogs, and I go about the same pathway, and someone in my neighborhood has put signs in the parking strip. Now, you know, that's that piece of grass in front of your house. And by the way, you don't own that piece of grass.
Yeah,
the city owns that piece of grass. Yeah. So they put signs in there that says, be respectful, don't let your dog pee here. And if I don't let my dog pee there, where is my dog going to pee?
Right.
I mean, I don't control when my dog pees.
Right. You can't be like,
dogs pee when they pee.
Oh, right now, Patsy, go. Like, she doesn't. Yeah.
Circus act, you know?
Yeah. Well, if she could, I'd be a millionaire. But
yeah, that's right. But you can't. Yeah. It's like that frog of yours that sings only when nobody's around.
I hate
It's just that same one.
It's so exhausting.
So is that really a form of respect to stop your dog from peeing on the public property?
No, because it's not theirs to police.
It isn't theirs to police.
You know? And
now, my one neighbor put that on his Christmas decoration that he had there. And I get that. You don't want pee on your Christmas decorations. Dogs lift their legs and stuff like
that. Well, they're outside, Mary. Like, what did you expect to happen here? Birds shitting and people, you know, just...
My boy dog, you could kind of, like, tug him and say, no, let's not pee there. But my girl dog, nope. She squats and goes. I mean, before you can even notice that...
Yeah. Yeah, she's going.
Yeah, because she has to do it, so...
Right on, Santa.
Yeah, she's right on one of those elves' feet. You know,
it's the curve.
She loves that. It tickles.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those signs of just like,
oh, pick up your poop. I get that. I get that.
Please, absolutely do that. But to say do not pee here, I will try. But
tomorrow I'm going to take a big hot piss all over that sign, and
it only said dogs. That's right. Yeah.
My little protest.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my cat over. Yeah.
Everyone's on strike lines everywhere. I'm joining
by
peeing on the little sign.
We love a union, gal.
Hey, Latina.
Uh-huh.
I am excited for this summer.
I know, I can tell, because you're wearing linen pants. It's obvious.
There's that.
It's obvious, yeah.
Yeah, and the funny walk. But other than that... You know why they're calling it the pink summer?
Oh, it's because I'm not wearing underwear.
Exactly.
Well,
your thong's riding high.
I have an idea, but are we talking about the same thing?
There's a terrible heat wave. That's not the reason why it's the pink summer.
Not that.
But I think we both know it is the summer of
Barbie. That's right. She's blonde. She's here.
This is every gay man's dream come true.
I think so. Because, you know, we've been playing with Barbie since the dawn of time.
Completely.
I think you were alive for the conception of Barbie, which is wonderful. I came much later.
Actually, I did have one Barbie encounter. I did sit in on a creative session with Mattel, and it was in the 80s.
Really?
And they said, you know, Barbie was 5 years out. That's always what they, you know, they designed 5 years ahead.
Oh, I see.
And they said, what should Barbie do? And I said, Barbie should run for president. And that was in the 80s. And people looked at each other and went, I don't think that. Well, she did later.
Of course.
I said it in that room, and you'd have thought I'd said, let's make her a sex worker.
No,
you know, it was just like, no.
Yeah, that you crapped at a funeral. No.
Completely.
You know, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is like not 40 years ago.
Right.
This is not that long ago. So we've come a long way.
Well, Black Barbie doesn't appear for a really long time.
And I just learned this, she doesn't show up until 1980.
That's sad.
Black Barbie does not show up until 1980. Before she was like a friend, she was like a skipper or like a, you know, like she was one of friends, but we didn't get an actual Black Barbie.
Right. She was the girl down the street, you know, on the other side of the tracks.
Right.
Do you know that, I'll tell you what we're doing. There is a home makeover challenge show to build the Barbie dream house in Malibu.
Oh, wow.
We all know it's built now, and you can rent it
and
sleep in it.
Right. Yeah.
It's on one of those home makeover shows. They are challenged, and they build one room at a time, and it is so much fun.
It sounds like it. Yeah. I mean, because, like, how much pink can you use? Can you imagine?
Right. Right.
Did you see
right.
that there was a shortage of pink paint in the world because of this film?
Well, I was going to bring that
Look
up.
At me doing my own research. Yeah. Can you tell I'm excited about this film?
Look at that.
No, I am. I just think it's like we don't get like big campy things like this that often.
No.
So I think that's why it sort of captured everyone's imagination.
Well, I tell you one person that has seen it, and I don't like to say his name on our podcast, but Ted Cruz has checked in with us and said the movie is about communism.
Oh, it's going to be really good then.
So I don't usually rely on a Ted Cruz review of anything on this planet. No.
Right. Of course.
It's because Barbie stands in front of a map of the world and there's some issue about China and it's a cartoon map and it's drawn incorrectly and it's indicating to the people that are looking for problems that this is a communication that communism is the right way to go. It's just a pain in my Barbie ass.
In your smooth plastic ass. Could you imagine having so much time that's what you're concerned about? Could you imagine?
Well, it's the ultimate look over there because I want to remind Mr. Cruz that, you know, children are killing each other with guns and stuff. But that's not important.
No. Let's come down on the Barbie movie.
Well, now back to the Barbie movie. The world did run out of pink, according to the production designer.
The world was just low on pink paint.
Sarah Greenwood told Architectural Digest this. And so they use Roscoe paint. That's a brand name for a lot of theatrical productions.
Right.
And they could not make enough pink paint to satisfy this movie. They were ordering it from all over the world.
Right.
Because of the pandemic-related supply chain, it made it so that some of the ingredients were not available. So in 2022, there's no pink paint.
Wow.
But I can guarantee you there's pink paint today.
Absolutely.
Because I'm buying it.
Well, yeah, it's on my nails currently. But, I mean, that much pink paint, it probably looked like Paul Lynn's funeral, you know? Like that's wild.
Imagine.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, that you would require that much pink.
Also, as a quick aside, just to talk about Paul Lynde, I told someone they were so gay the other day that they were as gay as a glory hole at Paul Lynde's wake.
That's good.
And that's a joke for tens of people.
No.
You know. But if you know, you know.
If you don't know Paul Lynde, you need to go to gay school because it's required.
It's true. Mm-hmm. And you do know him. It's more that you maybe don't know his name, but he's Uncle Arthur on Bewitched. He's the voice of Templeton the Rat. You know Paul Lynde.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
I'm sure if you go back in one of our many episodes, I've had this exact same discussion and dissertation about Paul Lynde. So,
And we'll put a link below of a couple Paul Lynde clips. You know, I remember the Paul Lynde Halloween special we did on Halloween.
That's true. Oh, that's right. Yes. Oh, we've talked about all of this.
Margaret Hamilton. Yeah.
Yes. Good to see everyone again.
I was given this book yesterday. Hi, honey, I'm homo.
Oh, I've heard about this. I love Matt Baum.
Yeah.
He's great. I watch all of his stuff on YouTube. He has a fantastic channel.
He covers Paul Lynde in great detail.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just starting to read it. And we'll put a link to that book also in our notes.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is not sponsored content. We just love Matt Baum.
Yeah, we do this shit for free.
I know. We should charge. But it's fine.
How about the restaurants now have joined in on the Barbie craze? Are you aware of this?
Oh, everything's pink.
Yeah. There's a restaurant in Century City that is got Barbie mania all over the place. Pink drinks, pink food, and pink menu. They didn't paint the building pink because, of course, they couldn't find any pink paint.
Well, they're lazy. Yeah.
Yeah. And if one more person does this pun, and I'm going to do it now, and here's the advertising for this Century City restaurant. You can do anything with a sip of Ken's coffee.
Well, so let's think of a couple just very quickly. So the song from Chicago, I Can't Do It Alone. The dance in France, the Ken. Anything you can do, I can do better. Yeah, I can do anything better than... No, you can't. Work with me, damn it. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yeah, these are good. I mean...
It's ripe with parody.
It is, and I can't wait. The movie is just right after we record this, and we're gathered up a gaggle of gays to go down there and scream and yell and wear pink.
I hope so.
Of course, I'm wearing pink to the movie.
Is it a muumuu, or are you wearing just a bed sheet with a belt? What are you doing?
Well, that one's soiled, so I'm going to have to go with something a little...
Oh, the pink sheet.
Yeah, the pink sheet. They stain.
Yeah. They really do. Yeah.
I'm going to go with pink shorts and a pink shirt and then do a selfie and then click this. There's a Barbie app that puts Barbie's hair on you.
Oh, my God. Everyone's going to be wearing like mismatched pink in the audience. It's going to look like Maria Von Trapp took to the pink drapes and they made everybody play clothes to go see Barbie. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's going to be like the lights didn't go out during the show. It's just going to be a glow in the bottom. You know, I like these where you all go to the film together. You know,
that's fun. We don't get that a lot. That's what I'm
saying.
No,
we don't
have these events anymore of going to see a movie.
No.
You know.
I want to reflect back on the first screening of the movie Yentl.
Oh, my God.
It was in Hollywood at the Cinerama Dome.
Oh, rest in power.
Exactly. But there were thousands of homosexual men waiting to go in. And they let us in early, and I don't know why. And we sat in this theater waiting for the film to start. And one guy held up a boombox with a cassette tape with the soundtrack. And everyone was cheering. And an usher took it away from him, and everybody booed. No, it was throwing popcorn at the usher and screaming, "Leave him alone." No, it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And there few films get a standing ovation during the film. And oh my God, the gays were on their feet.
I think the last time I saw a standing O during the movie, I think Dreamgirls was one.
And
then I also think Hairspray. When Hairspray came out.
I like it when there's fun participation
in
a movie. Yeah. If there's talking, I go insane. I can't do that.
Yeah.
And if there's any noise, I go insane. I can't do that. But the collective all yelling. I remember Ghostbusters in the theater. People were screaming and warning characters on the screen. You know, no, he's in there. He's in there. He's like, you know, it's like, okay.
No, I think that's fun, but I think it's going to become just like a classic comedy film, and we've not had one in some time. So,
and we already love the property. We just think it's fantastic.
Start a new life.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Well, we'll see. Maybe Barbie has an awakening.
She has a rebrand of some kind.
Yeah. Well, she's a communist.
I'd get one.
You heard about the Red Scare? This is the Pink Scare.
This is the Pink Scare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that used to be a rash.
Yeah, that time I got pink eye at the bar.
Well, you got pink eye down there.
I didn't say which eye.
On the stink eye. So all this fuss about Barbie, but you know, it's time that we really talked about Ken.
Oh, sure. Ken has just as much a sordid past as Barbie does.
Yeah. There's a lot of things about Ken. I did a little research into Ken, and I hope this goes well. I don't know if I'm really ready to present, but here we go.
Yeah. I mean, just do what I did that time I was in a chorus line. Just wing it.
Just look at the guy next to you and imitate, right?
Just dance. Yeah.
So,
God, I hope I get it.
A designer named Ruth Handler and her husband Elliot started Mattel Toys and designed Barbie and Ken.
They did. Yes.
And their names, Barbie and Ken, are named after their two children, Kenneth and Barbara.
Could you imagine if that doll had been named Barbara?
Well, that means that Barbie and Ken are brother and sister.
The Donnie and Marie of Mattel. This is fun.
There it is. Yeah. Right. But poor Barbie. Do you know that Ken was her only boyfriend ever?
Yeah.
That Barbie never got to sample anything else.
I know. Like, life's a fucking sizzler, girl, and you're stuck at the salad bar.
I know.
You know, like, there's a soft serve machine. There's that pizza that is, like, kind of frozen still. Yeah.
There's a sloppy stroganoff over there that you don't even know what it is.
A sloppy stroganoff.
You don't know what the hell. So, So Ruth Handler, she was like a businesswoman and an inventor. Mm-hmm. She starts Mattel Toys. She comes up with Barbie. But this is an interesting thing. You know, Ken's dick problem. You know, no dick, none.
Right. Just a smooth mouth.
Yeah. There, even before that, there was nothing.
Yeah.
The original Ken doll, it just was like nothing. And I guess her son Ken was teased a whole lot as he was growing up.
Wow.
No dick Ken and stuff like that. And so one story is that she wanted a bulge. And the other story is that Mattel said the bulge is sexual and that they wouldn't allow it in children's toys. So wait a minute. So it's okay to give Barbie these stripper torpedo tits, right? But it's not okay to give can a mound?
Well, I mean, the tits got a lot of flack in their day.
They never changed it, though.
Well, they didn't.
No, no.
But they got a lot of flack when it first launched. It was being touted, like, a lot of people were protesting Barbie, saying it was this, like, pornographic doll. It was very scandalous at the time.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, look, I'm going to debunk something here, though.
Okay, right now.
They did found Mattel. They did invent Barbie as we know her.
Yeah.
But Barbie's actually based on a doll she bought in France.
Yes, actually, I'm going to tell you what that doll is. It is a German comic strip.
Her name was like Lily something.
Oh, you were right. You're right. The original Barbie doll was inspired by B-I-L-D, Bild Lily, a German doll created in 1952.
Yeah.
And it was based on a high-end call girl named Lily that was featured in a comic strip. So, and I saw the profile of the two of them, and it is absolutely identical. Both have the high ponytail. Both have the turned-up nose. Both have the twinkle in their eye.
That, like, side eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very similar. So Barbie gets off to a rough start immediately. She's this sexual doll.
She
stole an IP.
And she makes a company more money than they can count.
Yeah. Yeah, they got more money than God.
And imagine the Barbie dolls sold this week.
Oh,
there's just Barbie mania going on. But listen to this about Ruth. So Ruth retires in 1973, and she is a breast cancer survivor.
Oh.
And she becomes obsessed with creating a comfortable breast prosthesis for women who have had mastectomies.
Hmm.
And she creates a breast called Nearly Me and distributes it. And nobody gives a shit up until then about creating such a thing.
Wow.
So it's ironic. She's the woman who gave us the big tit toy. And then she cares about women who have lost their breasts and want to feel good. There's something sweet about this.
There is, yeah. And, you know, to be fair, to keep Barbie looking like how the doll looked with the large bosoms, you know, there's a bit of, like, owning one's sexuality there, too, as opposed to making it just this, like, asexual It's Pat doll. you know.
Julia Sweeney.
God bless Julia Sweeney.
No.
But I do not condone It's Pat. It has not aged well and is terrible. So if you see clips of it, you're just like, woof, 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 woof. It's awful. Anyway, so I you know, I will say, like, there's a little bit of, like, reclaiming one sexuality there, of being like, look, we're gonna have this and it's not gonna be an issue. It was an issue, but we can look back on it maybe and be like, okay. Because if she went on to then do that type of work with prosthesis, it's like, okay, well, this is coming from a really loving place.
Yeah, very loving.
You know, it's like, and if you've mastered plastic, like, why not, you know, take it to the moon, Ruth?
Actually, it probably said that on her desk.
Yeah. Take it to the moon, Ruth. Yeah.
Well, I've got some fun trivia facts about Ken.
Okay. Lamb on me.
An early ad came out, and I got to get a copy of it. I can't find it, and it says, Ken is 12 inches. And it really means that he's a 12-inch doll that's available in the 12.
To match Barbie.
Right. Who's 11 and a half inches, so he's a half inch taller.
I didn't know Barbie was just like a hint more petite.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, we've got to make the boys taller than the girls. It's just a rule.
Mm, all right? Not anymore.
When they're making the doll. I mean, you got to remember. I know. Yeah, his official birthday is March 11th, 1961, the day he was created. And people have Ken birthday parties on March 11th for Ken.
That is sad. Yeah.
Yeah. When you have absolutely nothing to do next March,
right,
don't do this. Okay. And so.
Well, my birthday is 2 days later. So, sorry, Ken. That whole week's booked.
Oh.
I can't do Ken.
Well, it is booked, but maybe you could theme it Ken.
I might. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, just a bunch of himbos. I mean, that was the theme anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll just combine them. All right. What else you got?
Okay. So, his full name is Kenneth Sean Carson.
Carson? His last name's Carson?
Yeah.
Like Johnny?
Yes. Like the city?
Carson City, Nevada.
So he comes from a fictional town in Wisconsin called Willows. That's where Barbie's from, too.
I did not know they're from Willows, Wisconsin.
Now, the first Ken that was sold, he is sold just wearing a swimming suit.
Just a thong.
All you got was a swimming suit and a yellow towel.
That's it?
And he was in a box. Yeah. And he retailed back in the day for $3.50, which is over $30 today.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And he was a big success.
$30 for this gay doll.
For this dick topless doll with no clothes.
Bathhouse Ken.
Yeah, the clothes were sold separately.
Yeah.
Yeah. In 1964, Ken gets a friend named Alan Sherwood, and that's his best friend.
Alan is actually in the movie.
Yeah.
He's the Michael Cera character. He just looks like this complete sidekick.
Yeah.
Alan.
Okay. So early owners of Ken, when they got his head wet, his hair came off because it was
a wig.
No, it was a flocked head toy, you know, and it would come off in water. So only in 1973 does he get rooted hair, you know, like every other doll in the world. But in 1973, men have longer hair. So
right,
so that was Maud hair, Ken.
Like B. Arthur Maud?
Would like that.
That Maud?
Right. She had a thicker mustache, though. Ken came with a mustache, beard, and sideburns that you could pull on to make him more or less groovy.
Every gay man's dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In 1997, Ken got a baby brother. And his name was Tommy. And here's the creepy thing about Tommy. Tommy comes with diapers, a baby bottle, and a pacifier. But he's bigger than a toddler. Okay. Because I guess you'd swallow and choke on him if he was...
If he was baby size, so it's... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's not baby size. He's like third grade. And he's got diapers, a baby bottle, and a pacifier, which have led many gay men down the wrong path, right? Because that turned into a whole fetish. That's a special night at a bar near my house.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, there's one funny Ken that I think he'll get a kick out of. It was a Palm Beach Ken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he looked like a character from a community production of La Cage aux Folles. You know, it was over patterned coat and everything like that. But he had a dog named Sugar.
Sugar.
Uh huh. And he was marketed as Sugar's daddy, Ken. Yep. That happened.
Yeah, that checks. Sounds like a lot of people didn't do the research, but you know.
He was $82 when he was released, and he exemplifies Palm Beach fashion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Sugar's daddy, Ken, also came with a hot pink dog leash.
So Ken's like capital F fat. You know, like she's, is she? She is.
So let's raise a dickless glass to Ken.
My stemless wine glass to Ken.
So, Latina, a lot of our listeners have personal problems.
They do, yeah. That seems, well, I mean, you know, they listen to us, so that seems clear.
That's one of their, that they can't fix.
That's maybe their biggest problem.
That's an addiction. We're stuck with that.
It's a choice. They can quit whenever they want.
I think that we need to offer some advice help.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fun. I've always thought like I would change my name to like Abby. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun. But listen, I think that we've got an advice expert.
Oh.
I met him at Leather Pride.
Really?
And he's a daddy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
So our segment is called Ask Daddy.
Oh, that sounds promising.
Right.
So these are like fan questions.
Right. Callers call in with their question about life, liberty, and the pursuit of their happiness.
Right. Okay.
And their problems, their sexual problems, their personal problems. And Daddy gives advice.
Yeah.
So our segment is called Ask Daddy.
If you are feeling sad, it's time to call up Dad. Go ask Daddy right away. Hey! Ask Dad for his advice, regardless of your kink or vice. Ask Dad for his opinion now. Wow. Ask Daddy for advice.
I got a question. The other day I found a pimple on the head of my cock. Do you still think it's safe to have sex?
Ugh. Jesus Christ, John. These are the kind of questions you're going to give me? Seriously? What the fuck is this person thinking? Toss a dingle hoodie on that rump rocket anytime you see anything unusual, okay? It's like the airport. If you see something, say something, sweetie. Nobody wants to be terrorized by your dick.
Oh my goodness, Daddy is so angry, Latina.
Oh, come on. Simple pimple. You think this is a simple pimple? You don't know that.
Also, great drag name, Dingle Hoodie. Wonderful. That's really lovely.
This is disgusting. Okay, that little baby blemish, who knows? It could be an erection erosion, a cupid canker, or full-on chlamydia, carbuncle. I don't know. Wrap up your love gherkin like it was an Egyptian fucking mummy, okay? I don't know why you're laughing. STDs are nothing to be laughing at, John, Tina. I know you've both had your fair share. Jesus. Yeah. Fucking Christ.
This month.
We both laughed in the face of a couple STDs. That's so, true. So literally, yes. Yeah, so,
and we've coughed in the faces of a few others. So that's true. That's okay.
Oh, my God.
Daddy.
You know, you could still have fun, okay? You could still have fun. They say, you know, go out in the drizzle wearing a raincoat, bitch, okay?
Well.
There's ways around it.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. Oh, my goodness. Daddy. All right.
Well, one more thing, okay? First of all, because it sounds like this person may not be aware, but they are called free clinics because they are free, okay? Go check it out. Because your bumpy pork sword is making this queer daddy kind of queasy. So take my fucking advice, which is the same advice I give to you, John, when you've been yammering on for too long, and wrap it up.
Well, I think we should thank Daddy. I don't know why, but...
Weird a gaga, John, the things you get me to do.
Thank you, Daddy. We'll, he's going to calm down and...
just go lay under the bed for a minute.
Oh, sure. Oh my, you know what? It's 1,000 fucking degrees out. The world is burning. We can't get our politics sorted out. Yeah, everything's just going to be fine.
But, Daddy, it's the week of Barbie.
That's true.
So that should help. She just calmed right down. Look at that. Thank you, Daddy. We want to thank you so much. How many times have I said thank you, Daddy?
Not enough.
Usually the boys say that to me.
But you're welcome. I know. I'm fabulous. You're lucky to have me. Bye.
If you would like advice from Daddy, then record your question and drop us an email at homaliciouspod@gmail.com. Don't be afraid. Daddy will help you. Well, that concludes another episode of Homalicious. Oh, yes.
Bye.
Yeah.
Hear the door slam, and Latina's in her car, and she's driving away.
There. She's done.
She's over.
No, it's almost 4. She's sundowning, so we've got to
move on. Well, I got to hurry that Denny's dinner's on sale. It ends at 6.
Okay, can I just say... I kind of love Denny's.
Well.
Like, I do not think that it's a bad thing. It's like a comfort thing. Like, sometimes you just want to have cheap powdered eggs. Look, I'll just say it. Like,
it has its time and place.
It does.
It serves it. It's America's diner. It says it right on the outside.
Yeah. I'm highbrow about a lot of things, but there's a couple things where
I didn't know that.
Full trash can. I just want to moons over my hammy and to eat by myself in a booth.
Well, you just want to say it.
It's more fun to say than it is eat, which
it is.
If I had a dollar...
Yeah, I know, right? I have underwear that says that on it. You know?
It's more fun to say than eat.
No, I should wash those. But listen, the best part of Denny's is just a big carb load breakfast. I mean, that is just... And the table's sticky from syrup, and you're sticky from syrup.
You don't give a fuck. You're gonna eat a whole stack of pancakes, 100 eggs.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're going to groan on the way out of that place. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I go there because it makes me feel thin, you know, just to...
And young.
Eat, you know.
I bet you go to feel like quite the spring chicken in Denny because there's not a real hip in there.
No. I'm proud to say I've got mine.
Right. Yeah, you don't know where they are, but you've got them somewhere.
They hurt, but I've got mine, you know.
But they're mine. Yeah.
They're all mine.
They hurt, but they're mine.
Still the original.
Yeah. Oh, with all your original parts. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm the original recipe of John. Well, there's crispy and then there's the original recipe.
The John, yeah.
Anyway, it's so fun to have a celebration about something positive like, you know, Miss Barbie.
It is, yeah. I've not been excited about a movie in a while. Like, that doesn't happen, you know, very often. So.
Yeah, and we're all in on it, and the movie's in on its joke, and so I'm ready, yeah.
Yeah.
Got everything pink all laid out.
That sounds like a date.
No, let's see.
I've got everything pink all laid out. I bet you.
I should wear clothes, huh? Yeah. Homalicious, the Odd Pod, is intended for entertainment purposes only. Please download and subscribe. The views expressed by the hosts and their guests are all their own. If you'd like to send us compliments or praise or nude photos, feel free to contact us at homaliciouspod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.